8919 or go to coldplumbing.com.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our 2-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Have you ever shopped U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct? You might be interested to know they carry a variety of dairy, produce, meats, canned fruits and vegetables, pre-made heat and serve appetizers, desserts, and beverages, as well as all of the ingredients to create your own from scratch. They also offer commercial cooking supplies, a complete line of party supplies, paper goods, and specialty items. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. Located at 5455 Atlanta Highway, U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Happening across the nation right now, ADP is helping Party City stores streamline recruiting. Music houses like Squeaky Clean Studios are demoing tracks while ADP helps keep business on track. And ADP helps a small Mexican restaurant keep up with compliance demands. When ADP helps businesses achieve what they're working for, that's newsworthy. HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have an amazingly warm weekend forecast, and that continues with even mild nights. Tonight, look for a partly cloudy sky. Overnight, low temperature down to about 60. We should be dry. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 80 to 82. There could be a few spotty showers around the area, mainly Sunday afternoon and Sunday evening. Monday's high in the mid-70s, scattered showers. Better rain chances on Tuesday and Wednesday. Wednesday's high right around 80. The pollen count is still way up there in the high to very high range right on through the early part of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program, 272-9228. If you're just tuning in, this show is called Clearing the Air. I started it almost 6 years ago now. We kind of get into everything. I don't consider myself a conspiracy theorist. I consider myself a conspiracy victim because I'm suffering from what they're calling Morgellons. And if you got to put a label on me, call me a truther. We're just trying to get to the truth here. That's what we're doing. My companion in this endeavor is the postman. And he's probably one of the most learned, intelligent people I have ever met as far as what's really going on and what's happened on this planet. We kind of bounce around a little bit, talk a little bit about everything, but nobody's ever told me what I could and couldn't talk about, so we talk about the important stuff. We go into the deep end of the pool. So you've tuned in to the deep end of the pool. Thank you very much. And as Bo mentioned in his call, Florida Democrat Andrew Gillum was involved in a meth bust. They found him in an inebriated state, let him go home, didn't arrest him or anything. What are the chances of that? I guess that's what happens when you're a Democrat. And when you think about it, you know, the ones that they, those people worship the dark side, and who runs this planet? The dark side. So, you know, they're going to get these little favors. I found this article this week. It says, when you sedate a plant, it seems to lose consciousness. I believe there's a lot more to plant life than we've ever thought about. And this article goes on to say, your houseplant salutes the sun every morning. At night, it returns to center. You probably don't think much of it. But what about all the signs of plant intelligence that have been observed? Under poor soil conditions, the pea seems to be able to assess risk. The sensitive plant can make memories and learn, and plants can communicate with one another and with caterpillars. Now, a study published in the Annals of Botany has shown that plants can be frozen in place with a range of anesthetics, including the types that are used when humans undergo surgery. Insights gleaned from the study may help doctors better understand the variety of anesthetics used in surgeries. But the research also highlights that plants are perhaps less different from animals that is often assumed. Plants are not just robotic stimulus response devices, said study co-author Francisic Baluska, a plant cell biologist. Plants take in information from their environment and produce their own anesthetics like menthol, ethanol, and cocaine, similar to how humans release chemicals that dull pain during trauma. Our anesthetics work on plants too, the study confirmed, although what exactly they're working on is unclear. The electrical activity that moves across neurons is thought by some scientists to contribute to human consciousness. If electrical activity is being disrupted by anesthetics in plants too, causing them to lose consciousness, does that mean in some way that they themselves are conscious? Why, yes, I believe they are conscious. And I believe they can understand a lot of what's going on. I mean, there's so much we're finding out now that we've never been told, or we've been told the wrong stuff. You know, every week we talk about how everything we've learned has been wrong. It's been, not only has it been wrong, it's been incomplete. They haven't told us everything because it's not in their best interest to do so. Think about that. All right. Let's see. Prager University presented a short documentary that compares California's collectivist policies with the individualist policies of Texas and shows that the cost of living in California is 40 to 50% higher. Now, its poverty rate is the highest in America, and it has 49% of the nation's homeless population. Collectivists may say they care about the common man. Because of their ignorance of human nature and economics, they are the common man's greatest enemy. Couldn't agree more. I don't want to get into that. I don't believe that. Let's see. The financial crisis on Wall Street did not begin with public concern over the coronavirus. Headlines about the virus did not appear here until January of 2020, but the Federal Reserve began making hundreds of billions of dollars each week in low-interest overnight loans to Wall Street banks beginning September 17th, 2019. The Fed was creating money to keep banks afloat a little longer, and the cost was passed to the consumer as a rise in the cost of living. So we paid for that, folks. We always do. Many banks reported massive losses on the Mondays of this week, including Citigroup, which lost 16.7%. J.P. Morgan Chase, the largest federally insured bank, fell by 13.55%. Now, the spendthrifts who lit the fuse to this financial bomb are now blaming the coronavirus for the consequences of their folly. So look at it this way. The coronavirus is going to serve many purposes. They're going to cover their ass by using the coronavirus as they bail out and as they implode the economy while bailing out their buddies on Wall Street. They're going to try to use it to unseat a president, duly elected president. I mean, think about it.
And then on the backside of that, they're going to try to bring in his digital currency.
Bingo. They're going to do the mandated vaccines, and then at the end of the day, digital currency, once they bring the economy down.
Yeah.
That's what I believe this is about.
You know, a good question for you to actually ask about them losing money. Was it money that they physically lost, or was it money that they could have made? Which one is it?
Exactly. Well, I bet it's money they lost. They're not even taking into consideration the amount they could have made with that money had they not lost it, which is probably going to put it, you know, exponentially higher.
Hmm.
Don't know. Here's an article. This is an interesting case that's going on in Oregon. After Oregon state legislature was unable to pass a cap-and-trade bill, Governor Kate Brown enacted an executive order to cut the state's greenhouse gas emissions to 80% below 1990 levels by 2050. Now, she doesn't have the legal authority to implement a cap-and-trade system with an executive order, but she vowed to make sure that Oregon state agencies will prioritize cutting emissions. Here's the dilemma in Oregon. The Constitution in that state says that a politician cannot be promoted to governor. They must be elected. Now, she, Kate Brown, was simply moved into that position after Governor John Kitzmeyer stepped down in 2015. She later won the office in a special election in 2016, and then in 2018, her term expires in 2022. Now, after the death of Republican Secretary of State Dennis Richardson earlier this year, Brown appointed Clarno, a Republican, to the office. The key word's appointed, because they have to be elected. Anyway, it's interesting stuff. We were talking off mic about Tom Hanks, who's become the poster boy for Hollywood, it seems. His son, Chet, who's, wow, he defies description. You got to see him. Posted a video on Instagram saying, "I just got off the phone with Mom." That would be Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson. "They're both fine. They're not even that sick. They're not worried about it. They're not tripping, but they're going through the necessary health precautions. They both have been diagnosed with the coronavirus." About that. Now, you'll find this cockle-warming. Social media companies have made the decision to partner with health authorities, such as governmental officials who work for the CDC, to combat so-called misinformation about the coronavirus, which means they're going to censor alternative points of view. Last week, the social media app TikTok, popular with youth and young people, you know who you are, young people, announced it would be partnering with the UN's World Health Organization. Of course, it's an acronym, WHO, in an effort to spread trusted information on the coronavirus. Yeah, right. That's not bad enough. We have a 6-in-1 vaccine scheduled to be introduced this year. It's called Vaxelis, V-A-X-E-L-I-S, Vaxelis. It's our first 6-in-1 vaccine, and it's intended for infants at ages 2, 4, and 6 months.
Wow.
It combines Sanofi's 5-in-1 Pentacell vaccine against diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, polio, and some kind of influenza type B, plus Merck's genetically engineered Recombivax vaccine against hepatitis. It also contains a problematic proprietary aluminum adjuvant that may be associated with serious autoimmune conditions. Imagine that. Now, European studies have linked this to sudden infant death and other injuries. In multiple studies, the CDC and the FDA are silent on the risk of the vaccine.
That sounds like somebody giving an animal.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You can't trust these people, folks. Now, I believe with all my heart that 5G is driving this. I believe the coronavirus is a shell for something that they've done as far as nanotechnology. Now, Italy has been hit the hardest. Now, is it just a coincidence that Italy was the third nation in Europe to fully implement 5G? And is it also just a coincidence that Italy has Europe's oldest population? The people there are older than anywhere else in Europe. I don't think it's a coincidence at all. I think this is exactly what they're trying to do. I really do. Wow. But this is getting crazy, folks. If you go to the grocery store, this is insane what's happening. Anyway, let's hit this 3-minute break. Caller, hold on for me. We'll be right back.
This is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. Interested in selling your house? Here are 5 ways to sell it fast. Number 1, price it to sell, not to sit. Number 1 reason homes don't sell is the price. Buyers have shopped the market and they know when a house is overpriced. Second reason houses stay on the market is condition. Your home needs to be in showroom condition from day one on the market. Professionally cleaning the home, paint where needed, and landscaping will go miles in getting your home sold in the marketplace. Number 3, to sell in this market, the seller must offer to pay a portion of the closing costs and prepaids. Number 4, stage the home. Remove clutter, simplify the home, open it up, show off the house. Number 5, use a local realtor to market your home. A realtor will sell your home faster and for more money than trying to sell it yourself. To get all the details in selling your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or my personal email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Number 15033.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
It's cars, cuckoos, caffeine, canines, and consultations. Saturday, March 28th from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center. Bring your cars, kids, and canines for a fun-filled afternoon. And the best antique car will get a prize. Beer and margarita specials from Cuco, plus 10% off your meal, your daily dose of caffeine, a discount on teas and shakes, and a very special drink from New Wave Nutrition. Partners for Pets will be offering 10% off on mobile grooming coupons. And Earnest Financial will be there to help you with your financial future. So if your car is old or new, come out to the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center Saturday, March 28th from 11 until 3. It's going to be lots of fun and admission is free. Cars, cuckoos, caffeine, canines, and consultation. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access to everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. No long-term commitment in helping you fulfill those fitness goals for 2020. Get in on this short-term offer now. Don't wait. Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
The biggest threat to law enforcement isn't criminals. It's drivers who fail to move over. If you see flashing lights on the roadside, safely move over. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT, ALEA, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Take five. Hey, welcome back to the program. We were just talking about the programs we grew up with, combat. I've always been attracted to World War II stuff, Rat Patrol, Combat, all of those shows. Good stuff, good
Black
stuff.
Black Sheep Squadron.
Black Sheep, oh, I love that. That was great. Yeah. There's a lot of good radio programs out there, too, from that era that feature World War II stuff. But anyway, we have Kenny. Is this Kenny from Maxwell?
Yeah, it is, and I just love Take 5.
Yeah, isn't that great?
I mean, it never gets old.
No, it doesn't. It's brilliant.
Yes, that's one of the hardest. Well, not if you're a drummer, you play it and you try to do it exactly like Joe Morello, because he's the one that really made that song famous back in those days, you know, for that solo he does.
Yes.
Anyway, how are you guys doing this evening? I've been listening, and I heard a shout-out way, way back talking about us going to see Perry Stone.
Yes, yes. I've been watching his stuff, and he's just blowing my mind with stuff he's saying, man.
Yeah, he was down in Daphne last night and tonight. And I know one of my coworkers is probably down there because, you know, he had talked about it. And I said, well, I'd love to go, but we just couldn't make it. And last night and tonight, we had a live stream church service from South Carolina.
Oh, wow.
And we went last night and then watched it. Our apostle is very familiar, and actually the pastor also very familiar with this pastor because he's actually from this area. But like I told my wife tonight, I said, this shows you, according to, you know, how they knew him before, that, you know, he was basically, you know, in trouble all the time. And this is a perfect illustration of how God can use somebody who's flawed or not perfect, and they receive that calling, all of a sudden their life is just totally transformed.
I think God, it seems to me like he tends to prefer people like that.
Well, yeah, because he doesn't want anybody who considers themselves, you know, wealthy or perfect, because they feel like they don't have a need for a God, or at least not him.
There you go. Perfect.
They don't have a need for him. And that's why Jesus came, and he said, you know, his ministry wasn't meant for, you know, for them. He said, look, would a healthy man go seek a physician?
That's right.
You know, why would he? If you're feeling healthy. But, you know, we've been talking about this craziness, this chaos.
It's insane.
Panic.
It's crazy.
You know, with this so-called pandemic.
Yeah.
And I said, it's been calculated. I believe that is a demonic spirit behind it anyway.
Oh, sure.
And also, well, you know, we know who runs the government.
That's right.
Of the world. So, I mean, he says so himself. But You know, I'm telling people, I said, with all of the viruses that we've been hit with over the decades, mm-hmm. and just like Frank said, can you ever imagine a time when they would have shut everything down?
Nope.
For something that is not totally deadly? Most of the people that I understand that are succumbing to this are people in their upper ages. They have health issues, can't fight it off.
That's
it's
right.
It's no different than any other virus.
That's right.
Or any other thing. And I said, also, if this thing was as deadly as the media monsters want everybody to believe, for those of us that remember, or anybody who remembers that cruise ship, the Diamond Princess,
yes,
that was sitting, you know, in port in Yokohama,
right,
you know, for weeks because they had case after case after case, you know, about 3,000 people or so on that ship that were exposed, re-exposed, and re-exposed to it, even though they were locked into rooms, told not to mingle, but they did anyway.
Right.
I said, can you imagine if this stuff was that deadly, every single person that came, that was on that ship should be dead.
You're right.
Yep. Because they got re-exposed to it over a three-week period.
That's right. And yet,
or even
yet
longer
they're
than
alive.
That.
And yet they're,
but
still
yet they're alive.
What are
now,
the chances?
Now, some of the people that did get off did die in Japan. But once again, because I watch Japanese news, you know, many of those were like 82, 83, 84, 85 years old.
Right.
Their bodies couldn't fight it off.
Right.
You know, because they probably had some, well, you know, the immune system is probably weak and things like that. So I pulled up just one statistic. And I'm thinking like, okay, folks, here's the real news. And if the media would tell you this, you'd understand. With the flu virus, let's just say the swine flu,
mm-hmm.
something else, they were saying that basically between 250,000 and 500,000 people die each year globally from these influenza outbreaks.
Right.
This thing ain't even close.
Correct.
So you have to start to question, what is really behind this whole thing of shutting everything down, closing everything down, telling everybody not to travel? Well, you can play on fear and fear, you know, when you scare people to death, now you can control them.
That's right.
So there's so much. But see, my neighbor and I were talking about it yesterday. I said, I don't fear this.
I don't either. Not at all.
Because as a child of God, and I believe this is going to be a really big test for true Christians, because God is saying, are you going to stand with my word? Are you going to be like a leaf in the wind, whichever way the wind blows, and listen to man, and whatever man says, you're just going to follow that?
Exactly.
So, but that's Kenny's take on all this, and that's why I said, I'm not worried about it. I don't fear it. You know, I call it out for what I believe it to be. You know, and you just pray. We're supposed to be that light on the hill that everybody can see. If Christians start panicking over this, you know, the world is going to look at us and say, what the heck? If they're scared, you know, of course, we're not called to be afraid of these things.
That's right.
Because we know who's behind us. Who's, like I said, if God is for us, who can be against us? Nothing can hurt his people.
You are correct, sir. Well, let me.
But in the meantime, this is going to be one of those things I really feel that as time goes on, I would not be surprised at some point if they really, you know, go overboard and say martial law.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. What's going to happen if they come out and say, okay, we've got a vaccine. Everybody's going to have this vaccine. It's a mandated vaccine.
Yeah.
And it's the mark.
Well, you know, Perry Stone had a thing on his website tonight talking about the fact that, you know, it's attacking the elderly because they won't take the mark.
Uh-huh.
So I gotta listen to that sermon and see what he says about that. I don't know. You know, we're told not to take the mark anyway.
Correct.
So this is where I really believe God is going to separate the wheat from the chaff.
The threshing floor.
You know, this is, you're going to either stand up and be, you know, conviction of what you believe, or you're going to basically fall down and follow, you know, the demonic spirit that's you know, ruling the world. So
you are correct.
Anyway, as usual, you guys are having a fantastic show.
Thank you, Kenny. I appreciate it.
What was the thing that you played?
Tom Horn, and it's the name of the show is It's Supernatural.
Natural, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've seen that, and there's another one called Skywatch, which is usually pretty good.
Yes, yeah, same guy.
Yeah. Watch TV. That's right.
Yeah. So that's usually really informative.
Yeah, it is. Good stuff, man.
All right. I know you're probably coming up on a break, so love you guys.
Love you too.
And keep up the good work. Thanks. And don't forget to give my sister from another mister a big hug.
I'll do it. Thanks, buddy.
And Patty says hi too.
Hi. See ya.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, caller. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Oh, you bet. Let me tell another little scenario.
Go right ahead.
Okay. I'm a what they call a temporarily unassigned United States Marine because there are no former Marines.
True.
Simplify, buddy. Thank you. This thing, it's twofold. In my opinion, I've looked at things a little differently. In my opinion, the Chinese were working on a biological weapon.
Correct.
Okay?
Yes.
And it got loose, all right? And the reason I know that, or the reason I believe it got loose is because I was able to see the pictures of the people that were laying dead in the streets.
Wow.
Okay, in Wuhan. And you know, if there's something that, this is just a virus, people don't, the subway doors don't open and people don't just fall out of a subway dead.
You're right.
It just doesn't happen.
Sure.
Okay, so in my opinion, this is probably a biological weapon that got loose, okay? They're not, so that's the first part. The second part is, the media... Okay, the Democratic-owned media, are just looking for anything to pounce on President Trump for upsetting the apple cart. Okay?
Yes, absolutely true.
I don't know, you know, what your feelings are about President Trump. My personal feelings about President Trump was he's an outsider, and he came in, and he just, oh, my goodness, he just upset that little apple cart.
Absolutely.
So the media is using this to incite panic and to get the economy, you know, which is one of President Trump's greatest things, if they can cripple that, then they got a better shot at putting Sleepy Joe in. Okay? But it's the media, it's a Democrat media-driven panic.
Yeah, it is.
Okay?
Yes.
Because, you know, you got people that die in this country. You got 30,000 people that died of the flu since January in this country, and nobody batted an eye.
Right.
I come on now. I mean, you know, but see, what we're talking about is millions upon millions upon millions of people. Okay? If one person dies, that's tragic. Okay? It really is.
Yes.
But the numbers, people aren't used to seeing numbers, 2,700 people die. That's weird. But they don't understand that 2,700 people get killed by drunk drivers every day.
You got to put it in perspective. That's right.
You got to put it in perspective. That's just like most people that work for a living can't wrap their head around how much $1 billion is.
Absolutely correct.
Okay? Because they're not, they can't wrap their head around that.
Right.
Because that's not the world that they live in. So while these numbers seem astronomical, they're not really astronomical. They're 0.1% of of the people that have died.
Right.
I mean, you know, come on. And knowing that people can't wrap their minds around those numbers, the media just continues to harp on, this big, huge number, and it's not that big a thing. The doctors that are on the president's task force, headed by Vice President Pence, have said, you know what? Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Guess what? I'm washing my hands. I ain't touching my face. Ding, ding. Come on now.
You
have to use common sense about things.
Exactly.
I think the Lord gave you free will, okay?
That's right.
But the Lord also gave you common sense. So don't be a nut job. Just use your common sense.
Couldn't agree more, man. Appreciate it.
All right, fellas, you guys have a good show.
You too. Thank you. Take care. All right, we got to hit a break, folks. Hold on for me, caller, please. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
May I help you?
Why?
howdy. I'm Bill the electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service, plus our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Garden.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have an amazingly warm weekend forecast, and that continues with even mild nights tonight. Look for a partly cloudy sky. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. We should be dry. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 80 to 82. There could be a few spotty showers around the area, mainly Sunday afternoon and Sunday evening. Monday's high in the mid-70s, scattered showers. Better rain chances on Tuesday and Wednesday. Wednesday's high right around 80. The pollen count is still way up there in the high to very high range right on through the early part of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Welcome back to the program. I need more airtime. These shows just go too fast. We have Cranky. Hey, Cranky, you're on the air, my brother.
Hey, good evening. Very good evening, Postman. Is it just the two of y'all tonight?
Yep.
Yes, it is.
All right. Hey, I tell you, if you people are always, they're talking about this toilet paper thing, and, well, what's the big deal with the toilet paper? Well, Congress has been working hard on this, and I know you guys are pretty tough on the government, but they're helping us.
Yeah.
Because they're our friends and they love us.
They love us to death.
Literally. But yesterday they passed the Corona Response and Preparedness Act, or otherwise known as CRAP. acronym. And then there's the Safe Health Initiative Task Force, and I won't say what that acronym is. But anyhow, that's what the toilet paper is all about, guys.
Oh, okay.
The other thing is that they have changed the name from the CDC. Uh-huh. It used to be originally the CDC Centers for Disease Control.
That's right.
The same people that, conducted the Tuskegee syphilis studies put radiated material in the kids' cornflakes, the little orphans,
yes,
to see what the effects was.
Nice.
See, but that was back when the country had morality and principle.
And ethics and all that, yeah, back in the old
days. Yeah, back then.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure they still do today, and I'm sure that utmost importance to the powers that be is our safety and health.
Of course.
But they changed the name from CDC, Centers for Disease Control, to CDCP, Disease Control and Prevention. Well, now it is the Center for Disease Control, CDCPM, Centers for Disease Control and Panic Manufacturing.
Yeah. Yes.
But, if you want to know what this is all about, this is nothing more than a New World Order international field training exercise.
That is perfect.
Some bad stuff got out in Wuhan, and this is straight out of the ROM Emanuel playbook, let no crisis go to waste.
Yep.
And I'm afraid that Donald Trump may be deciding to go with the flow on this because he sees this is, this is the way that they'll take him out and get him out of office.
Uh-huh.
Or not get him out of office, but he won't get reelected.
Right.
There's a real good chance that that's going to happen, that he's just going to go along with it.
Unfortunately, I agree with you, yes.
I can tell you already, they do have plans, pre-written plans from, years gone by about, mandatory vaccinations during the pandemic and that kind of thing. I mean, everybody knows that. That's
FEMA camps.
No. I mean, there is some element of that, but no, they'll just, people will go, well, if I don't do this, I'm going to die, so I better go ahead and do it, and they'll be lining up to have that shot of hemlock.
Yeah.
But
not me.
Well, like the other caller said a while ago, I'm not scared of any of it, and I'm not going to do it.
Nope.
And, I've lived a good life. I know where I'm going. If I go tonight or, a couple of years from now.
Bingo.
Doesn't matter to me, but other than that, everything's just been kind of low profile and not a whole lot going on. Appreciate you guys for what you do, and
thank you.
Like I told you in that email the other day, I don't call a lot, but I sure listen every time I can.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Take care.
Good evening, Postman. Y'all have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you.
How's it going?
Take care.
Barry.
Hey, Barry.
Hey, Terry.
What's going on, man?
I know you've seen all the chemtrails today, didn't you?
Yes, I did, unfortunately. The times that I wasn't asleep, yes, I did.
Yeah, I did. There was a bunch of them. I was wanting to, did y'all see the, after the election the other night, you know, it was on Channel 12 after 10, about 10:30, when Jeff Sessions got on to his little speech?
No, I missed old Jeffy. What did he have to say?
I mean, he was like, he looked like a madman up there. I mean, he was just like, he could, if stairs could kill, everybody would have been dead.
What was his beef? Because we all aren't embracing him.
I think that's it. I really think that's
what
it.
What the hell does he expect? You know, he had his chance to make a huge difference. He didn't do it.
I know. He sure didn't, but he just looked crazy.
Well, he may be.
I'm
sorry. I can't vote for Jeff Sessions.
I can't either.
He threw us under the bus, and I'm not voting for him.
I know you probably don't watch Star Trek a lot, but back in when Star Trek was first started up, you know who they wanted to play Kirk at the beginning?
I don't remember, but who?
Lloyd Bridges.
Oh, my God. There's a sex symbol for you.
And they wanted, and Spock was going to be played by George Gurley.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I came across that the other day.
Who? Who did you say?
George Gurley was going to play Spock. Oh, I wonder if he'd have the same upturned hat and the same white shirt. That would be hilarious.
It would have been.
Oh, man, we're going to have to come up. We're going to have to play on that. I see an opportunity here. Wow.
Ask Postman if he's in, like, if he ever been in, you know, doing something, everything looks like it just gets real foggy around you, and it's like in sort of a trance or something.
Postman?
Say that again now.
You know, just like you're in sort of like a fog, just like a fog just covers the whole room or something. You just, sort of like you're in sort of a trance or something.
You mean like a mental fog or a physical fog? Or
I think he's saying physical.
Yeah, sort of like a physical, yeah. Just like you can't hardly see everything or something. And has that ever happened to you or anything like
no, that? No, I don't think I've experienced that.
Okay.
Not yet.
Well, I can tell you this, Barry. I have been seeing so much stuff out of the corner of my eyes lately.
Now, I've seen a lot of that now.
A lot lately. I mean, a lot.
Yeah.
When I was talking about like a fog just come in and just settled and you couldn't see for the fog.
Uh-uh.
No, I hadn't had that.
Well, you're a step ahead of me on that one.
All right.
No, I don't think it's anything to worry about. I think it's probably divine, you know. God's trying to show you something, or, you know, he's doing something for you. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take it the wrong way. Yeah.
Makes you want to make a Faraday cage around your bedroom, doesn't it?
I've thought about it. But then I'm worried because I keep reading that they're running stuff through the 120. If you put a Faraday cage up, you're basically sealing yourself up with all these frequencies. So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what to do. I think it's designed to where the only option we're going to have, you're going to have two options. You go with the dark flow, or you rely on God and let everything else, just leave it to him to show your faith. And I think that's kind of how this is going to wind up.
Yeah, because, I mean, in the end, you're going to decide, you know.
Hopefully you've already decided.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
I know Barry has.
You got to make a choice at the end.
Yeah, I've made my choice. I know where I'm going. Cranky said, I know exactly where I'm going. I don't mind dying, folks. I just don't want to be killed. That's the problem I have. I don't want to be killed. But I don't mind dying. That doesn't concern me in the least.
And I did have to get out and do some riding today. It was just too pretty.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
And it was, and I thought I was going to charge my battery. I went out there and I brought my battery charger and I put the key in, the thing fired right up.
Oh, man. Yeah. Gotta love that. Yeah.
After 14 years.
That's amazing. I've been working on the TS250. I've still got to replace the clutch. And it's got, for a two-stroke, it's got the weirdest carburetor. It's a push-pull, like a four-stroke.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, I hate to disassemble it. I've never done one like that. But I'm going to take it apart, and if push comes to shove, I'll get Jimmy Duke to show me how to put it together after I clean it. But, yeah, it's about two-stroke time again.
Mm-hmm. That's one sound and one smell that you'll never get out of your mind.
Yeah, never. I love it. Can't help it. Well, Barry, I'm up on my break. My last one, man. It's good to hear your voice.
All right.
Take care.
Great show, too.
Thanks, man.
Right.
See you. All right, last break of the night, 272-9228. Now, if you call it, 30 seconds. till, I'm not going to be able to talk to you. You know that, right?
Shop the best sale of the season. Save 25 to 75% on hundreds of gift items, home decor ideas, and floral supplies. Join us Saturday, March 21st for designer demos and music by Brian Brantley. Refreshments, door prizes, and doorbusters available. Don't miss our spring open house, March 19th through 21st, for huge savings on our already low outlet prices. Your best deal can be found at Cafco Outlet, Montgomery's favorite outlet store, located on the Wichita Highway.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
It's cars, cuckoos, caffeine, canines, and consultations. Saturday, March 28th from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center. Bring your cars, kids, and canines for a fun-filled afternoon. And the best antique car will get a prize. Beer and margarita specials from Cuckoo's, plus 10% off your meal, your daily dose of caffeine, a discount on teas and shakes, and a very special drink from New Wave Nutrition. Partners for Pets will be offering 10% off on mobile grooming coupons. And Earnest Financial will be there to help you with your financial future. So if your car is old or new, come out to the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center Saturday, March 28th from 11 until 3. It's going to be lots of fun and admission is free. Cars, cuckoos, caffeine, canines, and consultation. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial LLC.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Doesn't it seem like things are always getting more expensive? Groceries, the rent, even utilities. Cost of living is up, but Allstate can help lower your cost of driving with new lower auto rates. You get the same high-quality coverage and hands-on expertise from a local Allstate agent. Now, with new lower rates, you're in good hands with Allstate.
If you haven't quoted Allstate lately, it's the perfect time. Get a quote today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hey, welcome back to the program. And Marie is on. Hey, Miss Marie, you are on the air, dear.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm the first-time caller.
Thank you.
But I did want to comment on Barry's call because I've been experiencing the same thing.
Wow.
And like yourself, I've been seeing things from the corner of my eye.
Yes.
And so you guys helped me know that I'm not crazy.
You're not crazy.
You know? And so there's something going on. And also, my dog has been acting crazy as well. Yeah. You know, he sees things that I can't see. Mm-hmm. He sees something, but, you know, I have no idea what he sees. But he's been, like, anxious, you know, just, I don't understand it. But then I'll think back to what you guys have been talking about as well.
Yes.
But, yeah, so, Barry, I've been experiencing the same thing. And I'll see, like, a haze, you know, or a fog or something.
Right.
And I'm thinking that, okay, maybe I need to change my glasses or something. So when he said that, again, you know, it's not just me. It's, you know, it's not my glasses. It's something going on.
Yes. Awesome.
Hey, let me ask you something. Can you make out any of those shapes that you see out of the corner of your eye?
Not really. It'll look like something's moving.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have yet to find somebody that can make out the shape of it. It's elongated, but I can't tell whether or not it has arms or legs or a
it's
head.
Darting. It's darting.
Yeah,
and you don't see it
exactly.
And it's not always the same height. Sometimes it's short.
I
I don't know.
And if I got to figure out some type of apparatus to actually focus in on that and still see it out the corner of my eye so I can make out what it is. Something to magnify. Something kind of similar to when the sun goes down and when the moon comes up. It shows through the bent curvature of the sky, of the air. That acts as a lens, and it makes the moon bigger and the sun's larger, you know, when it goes down or rises.
Right, but the minute you move or turn to look at it, it's gone.
Right.
And that negates that curvature. Looking out of the corner of your the curve of your eye. That's what you're looking at. That's what you're looking through. You're looking through the thicker part of your the fluid in your eye, and it can pick it up. It sees things in another range.
Well, when you said something about your dog. Gracie, the little rescue, I say little, she's almost 100 pounds, the big blonde part lab, I don't know what else she is, but lately she will not leave the den. We've got the den, we got the little Florida room, and then the door opens into our patio, and she goes outside. We have a doggy door. Mm-hmm. For the last week, she has not wanted to go outside. She's scared. She won't even go. She loves to eat, obviously. She weighs 100 pounds. She won't even go in there and eat her food. We have to coax her. Something has scared her. We don't know what it is. So it's not just you.
I have a German Shepherd.
Oh, wow.
And I was just telling my son, he's different, his personality, everything. He just runs around when I let him out, because he started jumping over the fence. And so I'll chain him outside and let him do his business. Sure. He's just running around in circles. It's like he doesn't even, I call him, but he's not even focusing on me. He's like a totally different dog.
Wow.
And I was walking him the other night, and he's just trying to, I mean, he's dragging me around the yard, and that's unusual.
Yep.
And he's chasing something that I can't even see, and he's jumping up at it.
Oh, wow.
I can't even see it.
Wow.
Yeah. So there is something that we can't see that's going on.
I agree.
You live in Montgomery?
I'm in Elmore County.
Okay. All right.
Yes. So I'm in with Tomka. So there's something going on.
Yes, ma'am, there is. There sure is.
I love listening to you guys.
Thank you.
You know, before I discovered you, you know, there's something going on. I'm noticing, but, you know, I can talk to people and they look at you like, okay, you're from another world or something.
Yep.
But when I discovered you guys and you're aware and you're experiencing the same thing. Okay, so, you know, we're the normal people.
There you go.
Know.
There you go. You're absolutely right. And that's cockle warming. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's an experiment I've got to actually do. And I got to set up some cameras and do some, as a matter of fact, I got to set it up, you know, where I can... it's the type of lens that I just thought of just from talking to you. I got to use, and and what it'll do is it'll act like the low Earth horizon, and it'll take it and magnify it.
Oh, I hope you put keep us updated.
Yeah.
Oh, he will. I'll make him.
I will.
Oh, but I can tell you this: I did have cameras inside my place, and then you know I have some outside. I took them out of the inside because it was scary. Like, there would be things, like orbs, things.
Yep.
And so I took those out, but outside. And last week, because I could see things like a bunch of something just swarming.
Wow.
But I go outside, and I don't see it.
Yep.
No, that's because the camera can see it in another range. It'll pick up.
It's the camera slowing down the light.
That and it'll pick up. It'll pick up the energy signature, you know, from it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of doing the same thing with digital night vision. I use my cell phone to shoot through it, and the combination of all those lenses slows the light down enough that I'm seeing things that you can't see with the naked eye.
Wow.
It's unreal. But yeah, there's something going on.
Yes. Okay. Well, I just want to comment on Barry's call because I was glad to hear him say that because I've been experiencing the same thing and I've just been dismissing it, kind of.
Yes.
So,
That's okay. Great. Thank you, Marie.
Thank you.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye. Hey, caller, you on the air?
You guys get on my nerves.
What?
So bad.
Who does?
I said nerves. Yeah.
You don't have any nerves. Name caller, you?
Okay.
Okay, whatever.
While I've been listening to the show on the app, I've been riding around Troy just to see if I could find a single bottle of rubbing alcohol.
Is the alcohol gone, too?
Yes, sir. I'm outside of Troy, toward down the highway, and I got a bottle of witch hazel. And, you know, but I'm just saying, there's a mild panic, and it really is. There's been a rush on. It's unsettling, man. Instead of me being home with a girlfriend or doing something fun, like, you know, going to Atlanta and hitting the underground, dressed up in drag, and doing a review.
Good. Too much fun. Information.
I know. Well, you know, it's a release. Anyway,
I'm sure it is.
Thank you, Terry. Listen, I was telling Postman earlier. God bless y'all. You scare the heck out of folks, but it's good information, and I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you, Sam. Take care, my brother.
Yeah, brother. I'll talk to y'all later.
See you. Yeah, I used to hang out at Troy. You know, Troy was the closest city of any size when you grow up in Petrie, population 64. So we used to go. There's a place called the Step Ahead, which was a disco in the downtown square, because, you know, all towns had squares back in the old days.
Mm.
Mm. And there was a normal brick warehouse-looking building stuck a few streets over. Had no signage, but it was the Standard Chemical Company. Had just a regular door. You had to know it was there, but that was the biggest, best bar in town. I think it has two or three levels. It was great, but you had to know it was there to get in. It was cool.
Where was it?
It was in Troy.
Like where? Do you remember?
It off the town square. It was two or three streets going east, if I remember right. Just a brick building.
Like on the street to Piggly's on there?
Man, it's been... Oh, Piggly... I think it was... I don't remember. I don't want to say because I'll probably be wrong. It's been so long, you know. But, yeah, back in the old days, the crazy days.
But, you know, we run out of time. But I'm going to say this right quick.
Say it.
I've got this experiment I got to do with the... I've got to set it up off the edge of my fireplace grate pointing toward the refrigerator in the kitchen. And that's why I usually see them at. So, and I need to set up a camera too, you know, so it can film me. Have a camera I can see at a greater range than a human eye can.
There you go.
And I want to show. I want that that camera to go through that lens.
Well, like I've been telling you, I've been filming the trees as normal with my digital night vision and my old Galaxy 3 in inverted color mode. And whatever these things are, I'm seeing, you know, the heads with the eyes, the whole nine yards, they're increasing in number. And when I first scan to the particular tree, 9 times out of 10, there will be an orb that escapes quick. As soon as I pan there and he knows I'm watching, somehow they know, boop, it flies off.